Okay, so we're starting from Masiv Rav Hanuna. Masiv Rav is the last two words on the line, opposite Taisvus Mesa, and Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, opposite Taisvus Mesa, Amar Masiv Rav. Masiv Rav Hanuna, Shleisha Achan, their three brothers, Shnayim Nesu and Shtei Achayes. Two were married to sisters, Ve'echem Mufna, one was unmarried. Meis Echem Mibale Achayes, one of the sisters' husbands, Reuven, died. Va'asaba mufne ma'amer, and then Levi did ma'amer with the widow. Va'achachach mesa achiv hasheni, and then Shimon died. Va'achachach mesa ishtar acharav, and then Shimon's wife died after Shimon. Oysa yavama chaletzes v'leim misyavemes. Over there, the yavama gets chalitza. The yavama of Reuven does. Gets chalitza and cannot be taken yibam. Amai, to have a kiyavam shehutra v'nesra v'chazara v'hutra. Let her be like a yavam who was mutter initially, then she became aser, and then she's mutter again. Taxer lehetera harishan, and then she could go back to her mutter state, like she was originally. Ishtik. He was silent. Levaser the nafak amar. After he left, he said. I could have given the following teller. It's Rabbi Lazar here. It's Rabbi Lazar. The Amar came on Sha'amda Allah Sha'akas B'Isr. Since for a moment she was Asr, Nasr Allah V'Alamim, she is always Asr. Hadar Amar, he replied, Amar the Amar Rabbi Lazar. When did Rabbi Lazar say this? Hechad Alei Chazia B'Shas Nefila. It's only where the Yavama was Usher at the time of Yibum, for falling into Yibum. Avahecha, the Chazi Bashas Nefilas Mi Amar. But over here, where she was Mutter at the time of Yibum, did Rabbi Lezer say that? Hadar Amar, and yes, Vatayne was taught in Abaisa. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Mesa Yavimtai, Yavama dies, Mutter be Ishtai. He is Mutter to marry his wife. Mesa Ishtai, if his wife dies, I see Yavama Chaletzes Vole Mesevemes, that Yavama, she gets Chalitza, but it's not be taken to Yibum. Fine. Lema Shmuel v'Rav Asi Damri of Rabbi Lazar. So should we say that Shmuel and Rav Asi is like Rabbi Lazar? I think it's Temek Rabbanon, and I'll tell you, they're even like Rabbanon. Ad Kan, like a Miflig Rabbanon, Ale, the Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbanan do not disagree with the Lezer. El Mashum, the Minefila of Eilech Loi Mitzar Alayu. Except, over here in this case, because by the time she fell into Yibam and that time afterwards, she was not Usher to the brothers. Aval Halchad Itzer, but over here where she was Usher, at the time of Yibam, I feel the Rabbanan by the even the Rabbanan would agree that she's always Usher.
So there are three basic opinions then, there are three shitas. One, it's always usher. Once it's usher, always usher.
Yeah.
One, it always reverts back. And one, only if it was usher at the time of the...
Yeah, that's seemingly you could say that, yeah. But again, over here... Over here was a different case, which is why you couldn't say that sheet though. Fine. Mishnah. Hayivama loy taklitz. Yivama cannot be taken into chalitza. Levati Simon cannot be taken into yibum. Ad sheyesh loy shleisha chadashim until after 3 months. V'chein kol shar hanashim seemingly by all other women like yisarsu v'loy yinasu. They cannot be taken to erisin or nesuin. Ad sheyu lahen shleisha Shleisha Chadashim until after 3 months have passed. Echad Basulav Echad Ba'ula, whether she's a Basulav Ba'ula, Echad Grushav Echad Halamana, whether she's a divorcee or a widow, Echad Nesuas Echad Arusas, whether she was married with Nesuin or only married Erisin. Rabbi Huda Aymer, so that was the Tanakam. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Hanesuyas Yisarsu, those who are married with Nesuin may enter into Erisin immediately, but Arusas Yinasu. But those who are married only with Erisin may enter into Nesuin. Chutz min harusa... What?
Right away,
yeah. Chutz min harusa shall be Yehuda, except for those who had Erisin in Yehuda, if they shall leave by Gaspa, because the chasin to be is already familiar with the bride. Abiyasi Aymarin, Chalanashem Yisarsu, all previously married women can enter Erisin right away. Chutz man almana, except for an almana, mifnei ha'ibol, because there is a mandatory mourning period. Sakta Gemara. Bishlam alay tishyabim. So we understand she should not be taken to Ibon. Shema yehi havlad ben kayama, because maybe she'll have she might be pregnant with a woman pregnant with a child who will eventually give birth to. But what?
So we wait 3 months because we won't know who the father is.
Over here, the issue. What? Right, because she might have done over here, but specifically by Yibum, the issue is that she might have done Yibum illegally. Right. The car paga be isur aishas af daraisa, because over here, right, she'll be marrying the brother's wife, which is isur daraisa. Ela leitach leitz, but she cannot perform. But as far as her not being able to perform chalitza, why can't she perform chalitza? What's the problem? Leima to have it to yiftah Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe we should say this is a challenge on Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar chalitza mubarish shama chalitza, who says that the chalitza of a pregnant woman is considered a valid chalitza. The lav mi aisvino l'Rabbi Yochanan chadazena, but did they not already upshlug Rabbi Yochanan previously? So why do we do this again over here? Leima meha nami to have it to yiftah. No, it's a second challenge on him. Like, halka hainu taima. No, really, the reason of the Mishnah is as follows: Shema yehi vlad ben kayama. Maybe she'll have a viable child. V'nemsa ata matzricha karoiz l'kahuna. And what will happen? Then you'll have to announce that she is now able to marry into the kahuna again.
Because she's not a chalutza.
Right, because the chalutza was never really, as if it was never done, we could say.
Wait, so there are three husbands in this case. She was divorced?
No. She was married regularly. Her husband died.
Okay.
Regular marriage. Her husband died. Another man came into the picture the next day, the brother came along. Right, not knowing if she was really pregnant or not.
So
turns out she was really not. Turns out she was really, was pregnant. So the chalitza, there was no purpose of doing chalitza really.
So she should be able to marry Cohen.
Yes.
So now she's able to. Yeah. So now they can advertise that despite her chalitza, she can
work.
Right, because if it was never happened, because there's no purpose.
Yeah, right.
Superfluous. We don't want to have to make an announcement.
Well, yeah, the Gemara is going to explain that. Vinitzcha, right. So what's wrong with that? Right. Dilma ikav the have bechalitza v'loy have behachzara. Right. Right. Because what some people are going to see that. Will be at the chalitza, but may not be there by the announcement. And they're going to disqualify from the kahuna. Tina hamana. Fine. So this makes sense by a almana grusha ma'ikla name, or by a divorcee. What's there to say? I mean, she was ready. She was never able to marry into the kahuna, anyways.
This is the one that's a third husband. She was divorced. Then married this guy's brother, right?
No brother.
I suppose, yeah. She was previously divorced.
Married brother.
Now she married the guy.
Right, and then her husband
brother.
Dies.
No, they're not a brother. Their brother died.
Yeah. Seemingly, yeah. Yeah. So what's the problem over there? Mishum, the mafsid lo mezainos, because she has to get support still. And it's mandated that she get support for 3 months from the previous... the estate coming from the estate. Yeah, coming from the estate, and then afterwards it really comes from the other brother or brothers. It's fine. So Tedach Nesua. So this is understandable. She was married with Nesuan, Arusa Grusha Ma'ika Lamemar. But if she was a divorcee or who was married with Erisin, she never was entitled to support anyway. She was living in her dad's house the entire time. Hello, Mishum Darav Yaisi.
So now we're back to the question of why was doing chalitza, and you still have an answer. Why
right. Now, what is the problem over here with doing chalitza prematurely? Elo Mishum Dabiyasi, it's because of Rabbi Yasi. Tana, we went to the Braisa. Maisa Bada Macha Shabab Lefnei Rabbi Yasi. There was a man that came before Rabbi Yasi. Amar Lo, he said, Maya Chavis Mesech Shleisha, what's the halacha whether you could do Chalitza within 3 months? Amar Lo, like Tachlitz, you cannot do Chalitza. The Sachlitz Uma Betach, and fine, so he said, let her do Chalitza. What's the problem? Kar Allah Mekrazeh, so he brought this pasuk. Im layachbites, if he does not want to take the avama ha'im chafetz yibam, then he, so what does the pasuk tell us? That if he wants to, he can take an yibam. Kol ha'ilam yibam, ha'ilam chalitza. So we see over here that anyone is subject to chalitza, it's a yibam is subject to chalitza. So they go hand in hand. So anytime where yibam cannot be performed, chalitza cannot be performed. And I suppose we don't really know the reason. But that's how you darshan the pasuk. Right. Masav Rav Chanina hasveikas chalitzas v'lay mesiav amais. So fine. What about a situation where we don't know about yibum? Can you do chalitza in those cases as well? Masveikas. What does it mean? It's a suffix. Meaning like suffix that the marriage itself was a suffix. Suffix kedushin. You know my suffix kedushin. If you say it's a suffix kedushin, why can't she be taken in yibum? Right. So let her take it to yibum, and there's no problem. Meaning if you can't really have done yibum in the first place, so that's like a regular kedushin. Have
if she was originally married, then it's a good yibum. If she was married,
then it's a good marriage.
Right. So it's a marriage for the first time. Right.
Okay.
But right. El alav. So what are we talking about here? Suffix shekidush achas b'shtei achayis. We're talking about a situation where we don't know. Right. If he was married to which one of the two sisters. So ena yedea ezo mahen kidush erei, and he doesn't know which one what he actually did kidushin with v'katani chalitzais, and the brisa says that he could still do chalitz over here. So even though yibum is not on the table, chalitza seemingly. Can be done.
It's plugged up that
Gezeris. Right. Hashtag. So can you compare these two cases? Hasam, by over here, by this case where the two sisters, Im Yavai Eliyahu V'Yaymer to HaKidush, if Eliyahu Hanavi would tell us, this is the one that you really were married to. Basically, it's a Yibomi. Right. So then what would happen? She could do Yibom and Chalitza as well. Haka over here, and if Eliyahu Navi would say that she's not pregnant, mi mishkach bevi v'yabin and luck, would it be mutter then to be taken in yibam? No.
Why not?
Takana Sarban, period. That's the Takana Sarbanim. They decided that you have to wait 3 months. End of story.
That rule doesn't. Why didn't the other case of Eliyahu shrug up?
Because we're saying that the issue is not necessarily what's unknown. It doesn't matter what we know and what we don't know, specifically pregnant or not pregnant. That's not the issue.
Not a subject.
Right. Initially, that's what we thought. Okay, we don't know if she's pregnant or not. That's the issue. That's not even an issue. That's not the problem. You have to wait 3 months. End of story.
See, that's the cut finish.
Yes. Yeah.
Can't be.
Right. That's what it says over here. Right. Ha. Kitana the law of Bas Ibrahi. Right. So if we have a situation where it's a minor. Who can't even conceive? Afilu hachi shoot lahamtu shlechur zoshem. No, there's 3 months. 100% not pregnant. Still, no, you have to wait. Tana rabbanan. Yivama bayivama shlech kadashem arishayna for the first 3 months after husband's death. And zaynus Michelle Baal, she gets supported by from her husband's estate. Mekan ve'elach einam zaynus. After that, she does not get report. A support. Loi Michelle Baal, neither from the husband's table, Loi Michelle Yavam, and not from the Yavam either. Amana Badenu Varach, if he was brought to Bezdin and he fled, and his name is Michelle Yavam, then you get from the Yavam's estate. Another case. Naflo Fne Yavam Katan, she fell before a minor Yavam, who was a minor. Yavam Lesle, she does not receive support. Yibao Mai, what about from the husband? The previous husband. Pligi Ba Rav Achav Ravina, this is Machlekes. Chad Amar Isle, one says that she does receive support. The Chad Amar Lesle, one says she does not receive support. The Hilkasa Lesla, and the halacha is she does not receive support. Mishmai Kanusa, it seems like she just ended up in a bad situation, and this is a punishment from Shemayim. Tanur Rabbanan, Yivama Shechaltu Loi Achim B'Seich Shleisha, Yivama who the brothers did Chalitza within 3 months. Tzuchel Hamten Shleisha Chadashim, she still has to wait the full 3 months before remarrying. L'Achar Shleisha, after 3 months, Ein Tzuchel Hamten Shleisha Chadashim, she does not need to wait 3 months. Heve. Fine. So you should sit. What?
You got remarried till Shul.
You can't get married since it's on.
Meaning, even though, like we said, it shouldn't have been done.
But he did it, so what's her status? She still shouldn't get married.
Yeah, right. From the time of death until.
She doesn't need to leave again.
So the Holy to work.
Seemingly, Bidiyavid, yes. I think Bidiyavid, yeah, it does work. Fine. So what do we say for this? Ashleisha Chadashim Shamru, the 3 months that were mentioned, Mishas Misas Baal, is from the time of the husband's death. So when Mishas Chalitza Hayavama, but not from the Chalitza of the Yavama. Fine. Maishanami Get. So what about by a get? The Rav Amar Mishas Nesina, he says it's that from the time of the giving of the get. Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva, Shmuel says it's from the time of the writing of the get, which of course happens earlier. And really, from that point onwards, the husband and wife are usher to live together. Probably even before that, once they decide they're going to get divorced. But
from the Ksiva.
Why do you say before then?
Okay, theoretically, I'm saying. As soon as I'm the wife.
Yeah,
right. It's usher for husband and wife to live together. If they decide to live, they're going to get divorced. They didn't find the cipher until next week, whatever it was. The point is that from the time of writing for sure, they did not live together. That we could say for sure.
They're supposed to live together. It's usher to live together. But no one knows about the divorce, right?
Right. Okay, well, I think we assume that people do what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Anyways, right. So how come by get over here it's different? Amar Rav Kavachimer, Isakars Hutra. If you say she a yavam, she was previously. Usher to the Yavama, and she's usher with Kar. She's punished by Kares.
Meaning if she lives with the
to be taken into Yibam before the 3 months, right? Is there lav like Kol Shekin? So they're over here, or it's just the lav like Kol Shekin?
Kares, even if she's not pregnant?
Well, we don't know. How are we going to know? If it's before 3 months. Okay. Maybe you say if it was a minor. Yeah. Maybe that's a real question. Maybe that's a good point. You're right. Maybe if it was a minor, where it's vi that she was not pregnant, I hear maybe that could be a question. But in a regular situation, where she's vi that not pregnant,
that's Corey.
Yeah. It's
Aishah.
But it turns out retroactively, you find out she wasn't pregnant.
No, he's trying to say, I think it's a subject. But he won't touch it. He won't get involved with it because it's very strict.
Okay. Fine. Further in the Mishnah. V'chein, Shara, Kol, Hashem, and all other women as well. Bishlam, Yavam. So we understand by Yavam, Ker, Damar, we said earlier on, right, it's a potential Eshesach. Ella, Shara, Kol, Hashem, but what's the issue with all the women? Amai, why can't they marry even before 3 months? Amar, Amar Rav Nachman ben Amar Shmuel, Moshim de Amar Kra. What does the pasuk say? Liyos l'chol adikim lezarecha acharecha. To Hashem, to you, and for your offspring after you. Lahavchin bein zarei shel rishon lazarei shel sheni. that we should distinguish between the child of one man of the child of another man. Seemingly, the pasuk seems to tell us that a person should know who his dad is. Masav Rava Lefika Ger v'Giyores. So this is really for a Ger and Giyores. They have to wait 3 months. Over here, what's the right? Why do they need to know the difference? By a Ger and Giyores specifically, you need to know is the kid Jewish or not? Oh no, there's other no, that's not the issue. Because the mom might be Jewish. Practically speaking,
there's no problem.
Right.
So there's no problem.
Oh, so they're saying over here there's really no problem.
There shouldn't be a problem with Ger and Giyores.
Right.
The other case was that we don't know which father it is. Here we do know.
So why are
we
waiting 3 months? So these 2 months are going to stay
right. Right. Well, I'm saying we still want to know if the father was Jewish or not at the time of that. Okay, I guess that maybe that the Gemara was not concerned about that.
Both when they were going, she uh-huh.
So over here there should be no reason to wait 3 months. Okay. Hakanami. By Ger and Giyores as well, Iko Lahavkin Bein Zera Shanizra Bekedusha, right? We want to know, this is what we're saying, if a child was conceived before or after conversion, Lazera Shalinizra Bekedusha, or versus if the child was conceived not.
And again, what's the Nafkamina? Because we know as long as he's born Jewish, he's Jewish. What's the Nafkamina?
If the dad is not Jewish, so I think the Gemara later.
That was Rubba,
wait,
a
couple lines.
A couple lines.
Rava. Rava Amar Gzera Shema Yisa Es Achais Ma'aviyah. Right. Why did we say this? To know, right? If he. Right, we want to know who the dad is over here. So because of Erva, right? Because we want to prevent him from potentially marrying his paternal sister. V'yabim Ashes Achav Me'imai, or we take an Yibum from the wife of his maternal brother.
There's a Rashi that we don't speak to. This Rashi says that we assume that a Geisha woman can have Znus all the way, at any time. So that it may
right.
be the same father.
Yeah, I think it's based on Gemara also. That's an assumption we make. We have CS Ibai Lashuk, or right, he'll cause his mother to go out to marry somebody from the general population. V'yiftar es Yivamda Lashuk, or free his Yivama as well from anybody else. Fine. Masav Rav Chanina, Mekulan Ani Kari Bahen Mishum Takanas Erva. Yerusha. Yeah, I thought of that as well. I suppose.
Why? He
was
when he was born.
No, but that's just a standard procedure and how you deal with it.
If the kid is born as a Jewish, that becomes a kosher mishpat, not a
right. That's a standard. It's a suffix, or suffix versus vadai, or suffix versus suffix. So that's just a standard formula you follow. But that would be an issue.
Does he inherit his father or not?
I think you're right. If you don't know who the father is, right? That is what happens. But that's really where the issue stops, because and then you just follow the standard procedure of suffix vadai suffix, whatever it is.
By waiting three months, you get out of the suffix.
This is what happened, though. This is... You're right.
I'm saying that's why they make him wait 3 months, maybe.
That could be another reason, yeah. Fine. Masav Rav Chanina, Mekulan Ani Kari Bahen Mishum Takanas Erva. So all of these, like I said, was because of Takanas Erva. That's why you want to know who the father is. V'chan Mishum Takana V'lad. But over here, it was for the child, the Im Isa. Kulu Mishum Takanas Erva, then all of these are Takanas Erva.
What's the Khan referring to? What's the case?
What?
Here regarding the decree postponing the marriage. All other.
Meaning a stam marriage, a regular situation, not Yibum, not.
Yes, the embarrassed, all those things. The block.
Mm-hmm.
So Chayim Hashem Takanos Vlad. So how do you read it? As a remedy for the child, Lifka Bahu Erva, that he will not end up marrying an Erva. That's how you read it. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to go into a whole thing about why it has to be specifically 3 months, and it's all based on the fact that I think it's more than an assumption. It seems like a matter of fact that a child cannot survive an 8 month term pregnancy. So I understand that she has to wait 2 months and then marry is not possible. The Hainu Sveika, because over there, we're not going to know, if it was full term, right, if it was really full term or not.
For the first husband, the dead husband, or seven term,
right.
Seven term to the new husband.
Right, Ibar Tisha Lakama, whether she is 9 months, full term by the first husband, Ibar Shiva Lavasar, or whether it's 7 months for the second husband. Ella, fine, so that I know. Ella Tamtin Chaydish Echa V'tinosi, so let her wait 1 month and then she can marry. V'i Lishva Yalda, and if she gives birth after 7 months, Hai Bar Shiva Lavasar Hu, then this is a 7 month child, fathered by the second husband. And if she gives birth after 8 months, hi Bartisha Lakamahu, then it's a 9 month child fathered by the first husband. What? No, so they're over here is 7 or 9. That's what we're saying over here.
Option is 8 months is impossible. It's either 7 or 9 only. That was back then.
It's 8 months, isn't it?
Right, so 8 months means 1 month from the first pregnancy of the first husband, and then the rest of the seven months.
Fine. So, right. So why won't that work? Inami limisna yoda. So even if she gives birth after 8 months, ikale mamar devasarhu, it can be said that the child is still the second husband. Dilma ishtaihu ashta chaydesh echad v'ibar, because maybe it was delayed a month after marrying, and then only after she become pregnant.
Yeah, took her a month to get pregnant.
Right. Fine. So let her wait 2 months and 1.5 months and then marry. D'i lishva yalda. And if she gives birth after 7 months, hai bar shiva levasar hu. This is a 7 month child fathered by the second husband. D'i lishva ufavi yalda. And if she gives birth after 6 and a half months, hi by Tisha Lakamahu, then this is a 9 month child fathered by the first husband. The Ibar Basrahu, for if it were the child of the second, it couldn't survive. Barshita Ufaga Loichaya, since a child born of 6 1/2 months cannot live. Okay, that I didn't either know, but okay, 6 1/2 months I guess is not possible, period. Inami lishta ufaga yalda. So here she goes without the 6 1/2 months. Ikala memar devasarhu. So we could say that this is a child of the second husband. The amar mar zutra. Afilu amanda amar yalda lisha ina yalda this limikumtan. Even according to one who says that a woman who gives birth after 9 months does not give birth unless it's like full month, not yolda lishva yoldes mekutayin, then one who gives birth at 7 months can give birth even if it's not full months. Shenamar vahi liskufais hayamim, it says over there, and it came to pass after seasons and days.
I don't understand. What is this last thing?
So here it's going into whether it has to be like the complete. Basically, like a full month, because let's say some have 31 days, for instance, or 28 days. So does it go by that, or over here, as we're about to say, by seemingly like one season, which is three months or 90 days? Mia tkufa shtayim, right? A minimum number of seasons is two. Mia yamim shnayim, a minimum of 2 days implies 2 days. So we see it could be really 92 days, I think. Or I'm sorry, what would that be? Two seasons.
Basically, it boils down to that it could be the second one's baby. It could be the second one's husband, even if it was born early. That's what it boils down to. It could still be the second, because you don't need full months. You just need a day, month and a day. That's what it basically
means. Month and a day.
Because we said it here. You don't need the full 6 and a half.
How do you interpret 9 months?
Sure.
Do you go by the days or just count the month, which could technically be less than if you're just counting a 30-day month? I think that's all we're saying. I mean, we learn from the pasuk, you just go by, you could just say it's you go by the month, whatever the amount of days there are in a month. That's not the...
What was the pasuk referring to originally was?
That was talking about...
it was kind of getting birth in there or something.
Like right, we see here that she gave birth even...
Pregnant, she gave birth to her son.
Right.
After seasons and days. So that seasons is 90, and days is 2, so it's 92 days.
So learning after the pasuk, that really is the minimum requirement, yes. Not necessarily counting a 30-day month when counting. Fine. V'santin mishahu v'sinase. Fine, let her wait a shorter time, and then marry. Right, one or 2 weeks. It says v'hi malu shleisha chadashim livdaka, and then when 3 months pass, let's see if she's actually pregnant or not. Right. Amar Rav Safra ein baitkin es hanashim hanasuais. Right. We do not examine married women. Shloi yis ganu al balehin, and they will become repulsive to their husbands. V'nivdak b'hi lucha. So let's analyze her walk.
Footprints on the sand.
Yeah, right. Something like that. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Isha Bechapa Atzma, a woman in this situation covers herself up, Kadeshi Sheyirash Benichse Baala, because she wants so that her son will inherit possessions of her second husband.
She's going to conceal her pregnancy from her second husband so that the blonde will
right. I mean, assuming the guy's a wealthy guy, whatever it is, and he wants this child to get from this man.
So a second, then she won't basically tell her second husband that really the kid by first.
She'll make it impossible to determine really that this was really from her first husband.
Even after she has kids, they're all gonna think.
Yeah. Fine. So hecha the kimloi the meuberes hitinase. So seemingly, if we know for sure she was pregnant, she should be able to go marry at once. There's no problem there. We'll know who the dad is. Alma tina tanya. We looked at it right. So la yisa adam meuberes chaveiroi umeneka chaveira. A person cannot marry the pregnant previous wife of his friend. Or she's nursing either. And if he did marry her, he's forced to divorce her and can never take her back. So what's the reason? If the only problem we had is knowing who the father is, that's not an issue over here. Gzera, it's a gzera shema tasa uber sambo, because maybe if she would conceive while being pregnant, the child can become a sandal, which is like some sort of deformity. Ihachi, didein ami, fine. So by one's old child as well, he should be ushered to have relations because it could result in her becoming pregnant. Ilam adamer b'maych. So either she could have relations while using a maych, or some sort of birth control mechanism. The maych. Right, the ma'ach by using a ma'ach. The e l'man the amar min hashemayim yirachmu. Or the other man amar says that you can't have relations in this way. However, min hashemayim they're not gonna have any cause any consequence. Min hashemayim yirachmu, because the shemayim will have rachmanus. Hachin, fine. So hachinami. Hoto over here. E l'man the amar b'ma'ach. According to one man that says you can use a ma'ach. The ma'ach use a ma'ach. According to the one who says that Shemayim will have Rachman, then over here as well, Shemayim will have Rachman. Ella Mishum, the chasa, the issue is that during relations, the pressure can, I think, cause her to miscarry. Right. Ihachi, didi nami, so by one's own child as well. Didei chayis ilave. By one's own child, he will take extra precautions. He'll have rachmanas. Hachinami, chayis ilave. So this man will also have rachmanas. Ella, stamu baris liminate nika kayama, the average pregnant woman stands to become a nursing woman. The issue is with nursing. Dilma Ibra and the pregnant and she might become pregnant. U ni Abra Chalava and the milk will go bad. Vakatal alay and she will have to and then the child will die of starvation. Iyaki Diday Nami also so one by one's old child as well. Diday, one's old child, mi mas lay the veitzim chalava. He'll be able to get formula over here with eggs and milk. Dida nami, so by one's a child as well. Mimas misale uveitzim chalava. Then this child as well. He'll get eggs and milk. Well, you have like bao. Her husband will not fit the bill for such a thing. It's not his child. We least be inai liyarshim. So fine. So then she can go back to the yarshim and demand money for this. Amarbaya isha busha. A woman is embarrassed about a bezin, and then she's not going to go, and then her child could die of starvation. Fine. Further in the Mishnah, Achas Pesula V'Achas Pe'ula, Hei Nehu Pesula V'Hei Nehu Arusais. These ones who are Pesulim and Be'ulais are similar, the same thing as the one who was Basula is one married with Arison. Hai Nuna Ba'ula, the Hai Nuna Nesuois, and the ones who was married with, the one who is a Ba'ula is one married with Nesuois. The same thing. Amar of Yehuda, Hachi, from this, how you read it. Akas Basula is Akas Ba'ula, both Basula and Ba'ula, and this Aramul Aishin is Garsha, meaning those who were widowed or divorced, Bainam and Arusin, Bainam and Nesuois, from Arison or Nesuois. Further, Rabbi Lezer loy al levei midrasha. Rabbi Lezer did not go to the base midrash one day. You just reread it. It's
an explanation. It's not a true statement.
Right. They're not separate cases. There's just an explanation. What does it mean? A ba'ula, one who was married with nesuin or was divorced. Rabbi Lezer loy al levei midrasha. Rabbi Lezer did not go to the base midrash one day. Ish ashkechei l'Rabbi Yasi. He met Rav Asi. Amar Lei, he said, my Amar Rabbana in the Vein Midrash, what did the Rabbana say in the Mishnah? Just today, Amar Lei, he said, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan, said, Halacha Rabbi Yasi, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yasi. Maklau, the Chada Palagalai, what does this mean? There was a single band Amar who argued with Rabbi Yasi. It, yes. The Tanu, we went in a Braisa. Hare Shahaiser Rudufa Leilith Leves Aviha, a woman would regularly go to her father's house. She was away. She was out of town before her husband's death. Oy shahaya like aspaves ba'ala, or her husband she was angry. Her husband, right? She was angry. Right. Oy shahaya ba'ala chavush b'veha ha'surin. Her husband was locked up. Oy shahaya ba'ala zaken achela. Her husband was old or sick. Oy shahaya. He chayla, or she was sick. Oy shehifila achas misas ba'ala, or she miscarried after her husband's death. Oy shehaisa akra, or she was a barren woman. Oy zaken, she was old. Like tana, she was minor. Oy island, she was an islandess. Oy sheena ruuya lelech, or she's incapable of having children for other reasons. Shuich lahantin sheshagatam, she still must wait 3 months. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda matir la'aris v'linase miyad. However, Yehuda says that she may be taken to Erison or Nesuin right away, because there's no question she did not have, she was not pregnant. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, chazar by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan retracted. Amar Rabbi Yosef, I hadar bay, if he really did retract, mi mas nisa the stop. Rav Yochanan was of the opinion that I think Rav Yochanan was stating the opinion of Rav Yosi. He's the one that brought down Rav Yosi.
The day in yeshiva that the something I missed. He said, Rabbi Yossi said the love of the Rabbi Yossi.
Right, and then this, and then we just file it to say what Rabbi Yossi said. Fine. Amar Rav Yosi, Ihadar, but if you really did retract that the halacha is like Rav Yosi, Mimas Nisa the Charma Hadar Bay, it is because of the brisa taught at the vineyard that he retracted. Tanya, what was the brisa? Amar Rav Yishmael Ben Eishel Rav Yechon Ben Baraika, Shamati Befi Chamen Bekarim BeYavna. I heard from the Rabbanon in the Yavna in the vineyard of Yavna. Kulan Tzrichos L'hamtin Shleisha Chadashim, that all of them have to wait 3 months. Right. And that was the Rabbanon who argued on Rabbi Yossi.
So you're some personal Rabbanon.
Who's the majority? So you really have to go like the majority. Amar le Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Yizrika, ki aiglat lekami derbi abohu remele. When you go up to Ravo, ask him the following. Mi amar Rabbi Yechon halacha Rabbi Yossi. Did Rabbi Yechon really say the halacha is Rabbi Yossi? Amar Rabbi Yechon halacha k'stam mishnah, but Rabbi Yechon said the halacha is like the stam mishnah. Usanan, we went to Nevishna, Kalan Hashem lo yinasu v'lo yisarsu, all previously married women who enter Erisin or Nsuan, Achu, and they have to wait 3 months. Achsbulas v'achsbula, whether b'sula b'ula. Amar le, dharma lo ha lo chash li kimche. The one who asked this kasha does not care about what he grinds. Astam v'achar, what? I mean, that doesn't mean he's not really careful about. I think grinding is like a right, meaning the way he's darshaning.
What was that word without regard to value? He's a mistake.
Right. Why? Stam v'achkach machloikasi. Because if you have a stam followed by a machloikas v'ein halacha stam, the halacha does not go like the stam mishnah. The amar of papa, the isema Rabbi Yechonon. Machlekes v'akach stam halacha k'stam halacha is like stam stam v'akach machlekes ain halacha k'stam halacha is not like stam.
You could have said it.
So
you could have said it.
Right. Mistimich v'azol Rabbi Abahu akasve de Rabbi Nachman Shamai. Avohu was leaning on the shoulder of his servant Rabbi Nachman. Whether wearing loy minaket v'azo hilchasa minay, there as they were walking, Rav Nachum kept collecting these halachas. Bal minay, he asked, machlekas v'achkas tam mai. Amar le halacha k'stam, halacha like stam. Stam v'achkas machlekas mai. If a stam followed by a machlekas, what's the halacha? Amar le ain halacha k'stam, halacha's not like stam. Stam the masnisin machlekas uvraisa mai. What if there is a stam in Mishnah, and there's a machlekes in a brisa. Amar le halacha k'stam, halacha also like the stam. Machlekes masnisin u'stam u'brisa mai. What about a situation where there's a machlekes in a Mishnah, and then a stam in a brisa? Amar le v'chi Rabbi loy shna. Now, if Rabbi did not teach us this, Rabbi Chia minayin loy. Where would Rabbi Chia know this? Right. Amar le v'ha tnan. We went to the Mishnah. Masrik shel pishton. You have a comb of flax. Shenitlu shnia v'nis tairu b'shtayim. The metal teeth were removed and only two remain. Tamea, it is tame because it's a kli. V'achas, but if there's only one tairu, it's non-functional. V'kulan shenitlu. Shenitlu and any of these teeth that were moved, achas achim tefei atzman tamei, each one by itself is tamei, it's a kli by itself. Shatemer, a comb for wool, shenitlu shenishav achas even nesayim, which the second tooth was removed, tahar it's tahar. Nishdayru by shleisha b'makam echad, if there remain three in one place, tamei it's tamei. Haisa. We're demonstrating this Mishnah to show, because here we have a stam followed by a machlokas, and that's what we're going through the whole thing to show it. But you're right, this is not particularly relevant to Yavamas. Right, if the outer tooth was one of those three, tahar, it's tahar. Nithlishtaim v'asan lemalikate. If two were removed and then used as tweezers to mea, then it's tame again. That's a keli. Achas, if there's one removed v'hiskino lener or it was used for lamps tamea, it is tame. The kaimalan, what?
It's usable.
Right. It's a kli. That's the bottom line. The kaimalan. Yet we learned the in halacha k'aisa mishnah that halacha does not follow this mishnah. Amarlei bar mina dahi. Leave this mishnah. Don't bring a riot from this mishnah. The Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish the Amar Chavayu the Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both say zu ain't a mishnah. This is not a accurate mishnah. My time. Why is this mishnah not accurate? Amar Rav Huna bar Manayach Mishmei Rav Idiber Rav Ika Mishim the Kasha Reish L'Seifa because you have a Kasha the Reish and the Seifa are contradictory. The Ketani because we learned Shel Tzimer a couple of Vol Shenitlos Shenishav Achas Yimin Asayim from which every second tooth was removed towards Tahar Ha'inish Dayer by Shtayim B'Makam Echad. This implies that if two remained in one place, Tame will be Tame. But how they're Tame? But what does the later part of the mission say? Nishtar by Shleish. If there were three Tame, then it's Tame. Shleish ain't three. Yash Tayim Loi. So it's contradictory. My Kusha. No. Delma.
That's the reason why it's not Mishnah.
Right. The whole mission. Forget the mission. Right. Delma ha begavaisu. Perhaps by one part we're talking about the inner teeth. Ha becharaisa, whereas this one's talking about the outer teeth, and for whatever reason, it's just not functional that way. Right. Ela mahacha, no. Here's the problem with the Mishnah. The Ketani, we went to the Mishnah. Ukulan shenish chenitlu. If any of them were tested, achas, achas, mifene, achas, mifene, tamei. Each one by itself is tamei. Va'afa gav, doi hiskino, even if he did not prepare them as utensils. I don't know if it means that he actually did something to them, or he just had in mind that these are going to be utensils. Ema Seifa finds, well, look at the later part of the Mishnah. Achas v'hiskino l'ner oilim etayach. If he prepared them for a specific purpose, for a lamp or stretching out a cloth, tamei, then it's tamei. Hiskino ein. So if he prepared them, yes, l'hiskino loy. So that's the contradiction. That's why I forget this Mishnah. Amar Abaye. Am I kosher? No, there's not a problem with that either. Dilma ha bekatayhu. Perhaps maybe over there it's where it was attached with a handle, so it has more of a function. Ha like katayhu, whereas over there it's talking about without a handle, and therefore it was completely not usable, and therefore it's really tahar. Amar afapo my kusha. What's the kasha? Dilma ha bekatins.
Why do you have to change this? Satisfied with the initial objection, why have to bring another objection?
Well, for every contradiction, we had a tirade as to why it's not really a contradiction. There's different functions. We're talking about.
Why are you saying another answer?
Let me give you another possibility.
You gave me an answer. I'm satisfied.
Okay, so this happens to be you learn the Mishnah and you see a second reason why it's not a contradiction, and that's just a fact.
Then you're saying that the handle thing is not a living difference. You're saying
I don't know if you have to have a whole drasha. You learn the Mishnah, and you see it's not a contradiction here for this reason, and for that reason also there's not a contradiction. Fine. Right. So maybe the one we're talking about with handles or one time. Fine. Amar Fapa, Amar Kusha, which kind of Domaha Bekatai, or maybe over here, where there was narrow teeth, ha ba'ali masa over there. There were wider teeth. So again, there's no contradiction. Elam shem the misyaimu misame ba daf kane. Rather, it is because when we learned the Mishnah, those who knew how to read the Mishnah would finish with the following words: Zu divrei Reb Shimon. These are the words of the Reb Shimon. So really, it was not a stop Mishnah to begin with. I don't know. I thought everybody, I really don't know how it would be written without this, and people would know that you really do add Reb Shimon. I thought everybody knew how to. Everybody knew every mission and every word of every mission. But okay, I remember Ren had more to say on that. Shalach Rabbi.
How do they know it's not a?
Because there's no name, but there's supposed to be a name at the end.
Those who knew, though, I mean, I guess the way it was written down, it was not. Reb Shimon's name is not written. Maybe you put in back brackets.
Mean,
if you open up a Mishnayos, if you open a Mishnayos, will it say Divrei Rabbi Shimon? The Mishnah brought down in the in this Gemara, right, it seemed to be a Stam Mishnah. After everything, they say, no, really, it's not a Stam Mishnah, because those who knew how to, those who know how to relearn the Mishnah really knew that it was really attributed to Rabbi Shimon. It's not a Stam Mishnah. Right. Shokher Rechia Bar Avin, Ma'arsin Taik Shleisha. We may take women in Erisin within 3 months. V'chein Eisen Maisa, and this was a Maisa. This actually happened. Right. V'chein Haya Rabbi Lazar Melamdein. Right, not in the Tanakh. V'chein Haya Rabbi Lazar Melamdein Mishum Rabbi Chananya Hagadol. And Rabbi Lazar taught this in the name of Chanina Hagadol. Ruba Sharishan. You could actually wait most of the first month, but Ruba Shashal is most of the third month, but I'm sorry, Shalom in the entire middle month. Amemar Shara La'ares B'yam Tisha. Amemar mattered a woman to enter Erisin on the 90th day, before the 3 months were complete. Again, depending how exactly how you count, and we'll see. Amar Le'er of Ashila Amemar. Rabbi Shmuel de Amr Chavayu. Rabbi Shmuel would say, "Tzrichel hamtzei shleish chadashim." You have to wait 3 months. Chutz miyam shemes, but except for the day the husband died. Chutz miyam shenis arsa, not for the day that she entered her swan. Hula inin min akar amemar itmar was this was said with by a nursing woman. Rabbi Shmuel de Amr Chavayu and Rabbi Shmuel both say, "Tzrichel hamtzei asarim va'abram chaydesh." She has to wait 24 months. Chutz miyam shenayilad by not including the day the child is born. Chutz miyam shenis arsa by not including the day that
the child is born.
Right. So this formula, right, of counting is.
Formula, good. Formula.
Wow. Wow. The avan this beyond tishim. Right, but there was a man who did an eris. He prayed erisin suda, on the 90th day, the after day rava lusud. Dase and Rava made them toss out the feast. It was too early. No, this was a suda for nesuin, and that's why it was noven. The hilchas analka is trich lahamtins aserim v'abram chaydish. A nursing woman has to wait 24 months. Chutz miyam shenel by not including the day the child is born. Chutz miyam shenis arsa by not including the day that she enters erusin. Utzricha lahamtish leish chadashim, and a widow must wait 3 months. Chutz miyam shemes by not including the day the husband died. Chutz miyam shenis arsa by not including the day that she entered erusin. Further in the Mishnah, chutz man almana, not a widow. Amar of chiz the kavuchaymer. Ma makam shasher lechabes. By Tisha B'Av, where it's usher to do laundry, mutter la'eris, it's mutter to enter eris and makrif, she mutter l'chabes, so when you're allowed to do laundry, eina din she mutter la'eris, can you not enter erisin? Mayhi, how do we know this? The time when that's in the Mishnah, Shabbos shechol Tisha B'Av b'seicha, during the week of Tisha B'Av, usher l'saper l'chabes. It's also to get a haircut and to launder clothing. However, if it falls on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos is mutter, mifnei kvay Shabbos. The tiny one lived in a bride. So, kaidim hazmanazeh, before this time, the week of Tisha B'Av, ha'am ma'amtin b'iskehem, people even further restrict what they do. Melisha lamatehen, they refrain from doing work. Melivnais velintaya, and from building and planting. Ma'arsin avol loy kainsin, and from that point onwards, they do erisin, but they do not do nesuin. The ain eisin suudas erisin, and they do not do erisin. So we see here you can do erisin even during the week of Tisha B'Av. He Tanya Hahi. When was this? What was this price it's taught for? Kaidem v'kaidem. This is really the 30. I guess Rosh Chodesh Av. From Rosh Chodesh Av, the 30 day before. Not just the week before, right? Amar Rava, v'kaidem v'kaidem na'ami kavachemer, k'sov kavachemer. Ma makam sh'asher lisa v'litain. During that time, it's usher to engage in commerce, mutil aris, but you're allowed to enter erishin. Makam sh'mutil lisa v'litain. So in a time where you're allowed to engage in business, einay din sh'mutil aris, can you not enter erishin? Like timer W.I.C. Imer, do not say this is like a race. You call Hanashem is arsu. All previously married women enter Erisin. Ella Ema, I'd rather say, call Hanashem Yinasu, all previously married women may enter into Nisuin at once. So Erisin was never an issue. It was always Nisuin.
He says every woman can get
enter Erisin right away. But not Nisuin. But let's lay Rabbi Yaisi Lahafin, and does Rabbi Yaisi not go like the Rabbanan, who make this distinction. Leslie, no, he does not. The Ibais Eibal Eilam Yisla, or you could say that he really does go like them. The Ema of Yaisi Aymer, and Mr. Yaisi actually says, learns as follows. Kol ha'arusus gerushus yunasu. All women divorce after Erisim may enter Nisuin. Right, only Nisuin at once. Ihaki, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, then this is the same thing as Yehuda. Ika ben Ayun Nesuas L'Aris. There's a difference between them, one who married with Nesuin, whether they can enter Erisin. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Nesuas Mutaris L'Aris. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when they enter Nesuin, it's permitted to enter Erisin. Rabbi Yosi Savar Nesuas Arus L'Aris. Whereas Rabbi Yosi holds that one who married with Nesuin is usher to marry into, is usher to enter into Erisin right away. So there really is that mafkamin over there between the two sheets. And this is where we start. Is where we hang up? We just hang up over here?
Yeah, I'm pissed by night.